All right. I was my first job that I had. I was working as an organizer. I was going to different cities around the country organizing, hospital workers or nursing home workers or janitors, and working really long hours, relaxing at night. One of the campaigns I was on was in Chicago, and I met a friend there who, this guy Quincy, who had played in the NFL, and he was also learning the trade of organizing, but he also really liked to smoke weed. And he brought me out to his cousin's place outside of Chicago, I forget the name of the city, but maybe an hour away. And so we go there to kind of resupply, right? And his cousin has lots of nice, technology in his place, and obviously he's doing really well for himself in that trade. And I was like, oh, I'm totally in this world, like no sweat, this is not a problem. I'm, can have as much weed as I want and just kind of be cool about it. It's no big deal. I'm kind of more of a straight-laced person, but this was totally something I could handle. So I got moved to another. What happened at this job, you kind of get like plucked out of one campaign and thrown into another so that you can it's just how they allocate resources, very things end, things start, it's very as it happens. And so I 6 weeks after I'd started in Chicago, I'm going back to upstate New York where I'm from. And Quincy says to me, oh, too bad that you're going to leave so early in the morning. I'm going to my cousin's tonight. I would give you, a blunt for the road. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's totally too bad. Like, that would be great. I would love to do that and take it with me. Yeah. So that didn't happen. But I get in my car at 4 in the morning and I'm driving. And the night before we had gone out, so I'm kind of hazy but fine and driving. And I make it through Indiana and I get into Ohio. And in Ohio, very early, I had had a flat. So I go into the garage and have my donut or a lesser kind of tire put on my car. And so then I was like, well, let me drive a little slower because, this tire, I don't know how good it's going to be. I don't want another flat. I just got to get back home to my dad's house, like in upstate New York, and I don't want another flat. So it cost me a few $100, but I'm back on the road after a few hours. And I'm driving in Route 90 through northern Ohio at, 55 instead of 65, or, most people are going 70, 80, whatever. So I'm a little bit sticking out, but all of a sudden I'm getting pulled over. I thought, oh shit, great ticket maybe, but I think that it's probably just this tire, right? So I rolled down my window and the cop is like, what the hell? And I said, well, what the hell to you? And he said, you're driving funny. You went over the white line. And I said, well, I have this car tire that's new. Things happen, repair, et cetera. He said, well, let me see your license and registration. So I'm at this point kind of nervous, and I had just had some expensive speeding tickets, not too long ago, like a couple $100, $300. I didn't have the money to do that again. So I'm going to my glove compartment, and like my hand is shaking really, really, really visibly, and I'm like just over a few $100 for a parking ticket, or not a parking ticket, a speeding ticket. And he goes to me, well, why is your hand shaking so much? And I said, well, I just had a speeding ticket. I can't afford another. He's like, you need to get out of the car. And I'm thinking, no. So I said, why am I getting stopped again? And he said, I told you again, and this is the bad cop. He said, I'm telling you again, it's because you went over the white line. So now I'm thinking, oh shit, I've been smoking a lot of weed just in general, and so maybe my car smells like weed. And that's what's going on, and I'm in the middle of northern Ohio. And I get out of the car, and he calls his partner, who comes, and he comes in 5 minutes or less, and he brings a dog with him, a drug-sniffing dog. And I'm like, what, excuse me, like what's happening? Like I don't understand. I was just driving a little bit slowly. Everything's fine. Come on. Like, I don't. And he was the good cop. So he was like, Mr. Jaspers, everything is fine. We're just gonna check your car. We're gonna just pass, a little buster around your car, and going to do a little check. And I'm thinking, no, he's going to smell something and I'm going to jail in Ohio and I'm going to have to call and my parents and this will be terrible. And anyway, so I'm freaking out. This is the high part or one of the high parts of this that I've ever had in my, you know, traveling. So I get out of the car, standing there. The bad cop says to me, you know, this is your last chance. Do you have anything in your car? Do you have any, like, drugs in your car? And I, like, did one of these. No. And he said, well, why did you look away? I said, well, because maybe somebody had put something there. And I had been using a parking garage for the 6 weeks I was in Chicago. So they're, like, taking my car in the ground floor and bringing it up six floors and then back down. And so I thought maybe those guys were doing something. So anyway, I get out. He takes Buster around my car, and Buster, sure enough, like, swipes at the passenger side with, like, just like that, you know. And he said, oh, Mr. Jaspers, I'm so sorry, but this means that we're just going to have to go through all of your stuff in the trunk, everything. So please sit in the back seat of our patrol car, please. And I'm just freaking out inside. So the bad cop is like, this is your second last chance to tell us if you have anything in there. And I didn't have anything. And then I sit in the back and I say to myself, you know what? I'm never smoking that again. And then I like look down and there's this little sign that says anything said in the back seat of this patrol car can be recorded and used. So that was like anyway, they go through the car, they go through every little piece and they pine this bottle of an old prescription that wasn't mine that was given to me by my mom for traveling. It was like Cipro, which is like anti-diarrhea medicine, right? Like, here, take these old pills down to South America so you don't, you know, if you have a problem here. That I hadn't forgotten that they were there in my traveling bag. So they find this, which is, you know, lo and behold, a misdemeanor to have somebody else's prescription in your possession. So that explanation kind of, you know, they believed it more or less. But, you know, at the end of the search, the good cop just kind of looked at the bad cop and said, well, do you want to charge him for this, you know, these pills? Because they didn't find any drugs. And the bad cop was really, really mad, like really mad. And he said, no. And so then I just kind of drove the rest of the way home with my, like, you know, hands on the wheel like this, you know. And I you know, I called people and just, like, talked all the way to Pennsylvania so that I could be out of their jurisdiction. And that was one very high and very low that I've had.